So today is International Day of People with Disability, and I thought we'd catch up and look locally at the situation surrounding those who have a disability. And with us is Nikki Williams. Nikki is the Senior Inclusive Communities Officer with the City of Greater Bendigo. Nikki, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
It really is fantastic to see. I mean, there's always more and more we can do, but fantastic to see the changes that have already been put in place over a number of years to help with inclusiveness of people who have a disability into the community.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we can do a lot more, as you mentioned, but to see the strides we're making forward has been fantastic as well.
Yeah. So in the City of Greater Bendigo, tell us about some of the aspects to it. I know, for instance, your All Ages, All Abilities plan. Explain a bit of that to us.
Yeah, so a few years ago, we had to revamp our Disability Action Plan. And what we did is we actually looked at it, and a few other plans were coming up for renewal at the same time. And we did them together, so Positive Ageing, Early Years, Youth and Disability. And what we found is everyone is really wanting the same things. We asked them how we can make Bendigo a greater place. And much of it came through improved communication, improved employment, improved infrastructure. And especially when it comes to things like making infrastructure more accessible, if we make it more accessible for people with disabilities, then we're actually making it more accessible for a mum with a pram or an older person with a walker or a toddler on a scooter. So it's been a wonderful few years working together with the other units to make Bendigo more accessible across a range of projects.
Yeah. You mentioned employment there as well, and that's always been a biggie, I guess. I often think that rather than be talking about people with a disability, we should be talking about people with an ability, and that ability to obviously work in the community, in private enterprise or whatever, and not to be sort of set against because of a perceived disability.
Yeah, so we've actually just completed a project called Champions for Change, where we're focused on employing people with disabilities, and it is about seeing their abilities and what they can contribute to the workplace. So people with disabilities have a huge unemployment rate. It's about 15.8% at the last census. So what we did is we actually employed some project officers across Bendigo, Loddon and Mount Alex, and they were people with lived experience of disability. So most of them were actually carers and had a child with a disability. So they were able to talk to other staff members, help raise awareness, and also we obviously had to change our project a little bit because of COVID, but what we've been able to do is actually put in place traineeships across those shires where they will be directed at people with disabilities, either school leavers or a little bit older, and actually give them a position within local government for the next 12 to 18 months where they can come on board. It's a position dedicated for them, and then they can also experience local government and access all the training we have. So in Bendigo, we've got an 80% success rate of our trainees going on for further employment. So we're really hoping that we can showcase those great stories to other organisations about how trainees are a wonderful way to get people with disabilities into your organisation.
Yeah. One of the things that I always think is potentially an issue is that quite often the people making the decision on what is considered best, inverted commas, for people with a disability, in fact, are able-bodied and don't have a disability. How are you integrating people with a disability into the decision-making for some of these things?
Yeah, so what we've done previously is we've had a project called Inclusive Towns, which was our pilot that led on to Champions for Change, and we actually had people with disabilities. They were the ones that went out and spoke to the local businesses about how local businesses could make improvements and be more accessible. And what we found is they're great advocates for their community, but what we're also finding is when people think disability, they think wheelchair. So it's actually a lot broader than that, and how we can talk to them about making improvements, not just to the physical environment, but also to how they speak to people, the sensory environment, infrastructure as well. So letting them know that disability is actually a lot broader. Up to 20% of the population have a disability. So it's about changing their mindset about what it is and also how to be more inclusive about that. And I think lots of people are afraid to say the wrong thing, so they just don't say anything. But we're hoping to open that communication and improve communication between people with disability and also our staff. So we do that by giving them more education and creating awareness across the whole organisation.
Well, having worked with people with a disability, the one thing you mentioned there about people are too scared to say anything, I think the main thing that I've come through there is that the ones who are prepared to say the most, and sometimes quite outrageously actually, are the people with a disability. You know, they've got great sense of humour.
Yeah, they do. And they're obviously also great advocates for themselves.
Yeah.
But we have obviously the Disability Inclusion Reference Committee, and we get, so they're people with disabilities, a range of disabilities, that they advocate to council and provide advice on projects, because I'm not an expert, and they are. So be able to hear from their voice on projects like the new Lake Varuna Playground or Botanical Garden is so beneficial to us as council, because it's things that we wouldn't think about. So even just little step-ups here, changes in turf to sand, you know, visual cues. It's fantastic to have them let us know how we can make things better.
Yeah. Well, keep up the great work. Fantastic stuff, Nikki. Really appreciate you joining us for the chat. And you must have done well, because I haven't heard a peep out of the kids in the background. So you've obviously locked them outside or done something, but well done to you.
Thank you very much. They're in the lounge room watching ABC.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, Nikki, thanks for joining us. All the best.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. International Day of People with Disability. That's Nikki Williams, the Senior Inclusive Communities Officer with the City of Greater Bendigo. On the Wake Up Call.